Can we turn to John chapter 11? As I was reminded earlier today, both Lindsay and I had a very famous father, and he gave me a piece of advice once. He said, have a good reading. At least then there's definitely something you've said that's been inspired. So if we turn to John chapter 11, and we start at verse 1. Now, a man named Lazarus was ill. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and his sister Martha. This Mary, whose brother Lazarus now lay ill, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. So the sisters sent word to Jesus, Lord, the one you love is ill. When he heard this, Jesus said, this illness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed where he was 2 more days. And then he said to his disciples, let us go back to Judea. But Rabbi, they said, a short time ago the Jews there tried to stone you, and yet you're going back. Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours of daylight? Anyone who walks in the daytime will not stumble, for they see by this world's light. It is when a person walks at night that they stumble, for they have no light. After he'd said this, he went on to tell them, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I'm going to wake him up. His disciples replied, Lord, if he sleeps, he will get better. Jesus had been speaking of his death, but his disciples thought he meant natural sleep. So then he told them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And for your sake, I'm glad I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him. Then Thomas, also known as Didymus, said to the rest of his disciples, let us also go, that we may die with him. On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha answered, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection of the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this? Yes, Lord, she replied. I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. After she said this, she went back and called her sister Mary aside. The teacher is here, she said, and is asking for you. When Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet entered the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews, who had been with Mary in the house comforting her, noticed how quickly she got up and went out, they followed her, supposing she was going to the tomb to mourn there. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, she was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. Where have you laid him? He asked. Come and see, Lord, they replied. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, see how he loved him. But some of them said, could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying? Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone across the entrance. Take away the stone, he said. But Lord, said Martha, the sister of the dead man, by this time there is a bad odor, for he's been there for 4 days. Then Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I know that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here. that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped in strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to him, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go." Amen, and may God bless this reading of his holy and inerrant word. Lindsay gave me a tie, Mike. He says, "Do you wander?" As I believe my other brother does. And I said, "No, I've got some good notes here to try and stop me from wandering." And he said, "Oh, that's good." And I had a wee spy at his Bible, which is large print, because he's wearing glasses too. And I have mine in large print. So for the 150 pages that are not here, don't worry. I won't keep you more than 3 o'clock this afternoon. John chapter 11 is a very difficult passage. It's very well known because it's used a lot at funerals. And it would be easy for me to preach today on John chapter 11 and for everyone to go home depressed or grieving. I'm an invited preacher and do not know the details of the church, nor of the separate families that are here, nor the situations that you're involved in. There are a number of themes that run through John's gospel. A lot of very important things, including a passing reference to the seven I am sayings. I think it's a very good study in themselves, but not for this morning. Today we have the seventh miracle that appears in John's gospel. The first six miracles, I think it would make an excellent quiz if we were to go through and get you to name them. But I want to ask that this morning. Water into wine, healing of the official's son, nod if you remember them, the healing of the paralyzed man, the miraculous feeding, or the feeding of the 5,000 as I prefer it, walking on water, the healing of the blind, which we know from other sources is Bartimaeus. And usually, for John's gospel, the person is named here. All the other six, there is no name. John gives us the longest narrative before the passion story itself, a beautiful preparation for the question of death. Its use in funerals shows it is the theme of life after death, but only at the cost of Jesus, preparing to move from life to death, to lay down his life for his sheep, which is also a reference to John chapter 10. Now, Lindsay and I have shared one funeral together. It was our mother's, and he was carrying a lot of responsibility that day, and I had a little bit to do ahead of him. And as he looked over, he saw the large print that I was using, and it just cheered him up no end. My eyesight's not as great as it was. In today's passage, there are five main themes, five main folks involved, and the crowd involved in the passage. But there are many asides and points of interest, which I hope to bring some of them to you this morning. The main characters in the story are Mary, Martha, Lazarus, Jesus and the disciples, Thomas, and the crowd in two parts. Now, there are only two Lazarus mentioned in the Bible. This one is the brother of Mary and Martha, and the other one is the beggar who was outside the rich man's gate in Luke chapter 16. The one whom he asks Moses, "Would you send someone to my brothers so that would you send the beggar to me and so that he can put a drip of water on my tongue to quench my thirst? Or would you send them to my brothers so that they don't end up here?"